On Sunday afternoon, round about the time that the Red Sox and the White Sox should be in about the fourth inning in Chicago, and around the same time that Phil Mickelson could be teeing off for another perilous Sunday round of 18, a few guys in Germany are going to be playing soccer. In fact, the Shuttle Discovery astronauts should probably be able to hear the din from Berlin when human life on most of this planet pauses for the World Cup final, Italy versus France, Gli Azzurri, which is Italian for the blues, versus Les Bleus, which is French for the blues. And by sundown Sunday, we'll know which country has the blues and which one has the World Cup. Joining us to talk about this is soccer analyst Seamus Mallon, who joins us from Boston. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Robert.
Let's hear about these two teams. First, Italy.
Well, Italy has certainly got the formula right this time. They have done it all by a terrific defense, which is no great surprise. That's the Italian expertise, if you will. But also, they've added some attacking flair to their style, and they breezed through, if you look at it. They conceded only one goal in six games, and that goal was self-inflicted by one of their own players in the USA match.
And I gather that Gianluigi or Gigi Buffon, the goalkeeper, is a pretty good one.
Well, Buffon is, I think, the best goalkeeper in the world right now. Certainly, there have been some good performances in the World Cup, but he stands out. He is also fortunate in that in front of him, he has four very good defenders, particularly Grosso, Cannavaro, and Zambrotta, who have been actually almost World Cup all-stars in the way they've played this tournament.
And the other blue team, more surprising to see in the World Cup final, the French.
Yeah, the French have been coming on very well since the early 1980s, but they have had only one final appearance before when they won it at home in 1998. And they, too, have, I must say, started off Italian style, that is, indifferently in the early rounds, and then really found the magic formula in the bottle, as it were, and have turned it into a great success, including, of course, turning over Brazil. Likewise, they have good defending. I would say the one difference is that their goalkeeper is decidedly shaky, but he has very good defenders in front of him.
And he has also in front of him Zinedine Zidane, Zizou.
He has indeed Zizou. And the big question about this match coming up, Robert, is whether or not Zizou has done it all and there's nothing left to give. He played very, very indifferently early on in the tournament, then was suspended for a game for yellow cards, then came back, had magnificent matches against Spain and Brazil, so-so against Portugal, although he did score the penalty, of course, that put them through. And what's left in the Zizou tank is the big question.
The Zizou tank being an ancient 34 at this point.
That's correct. Correct. Very skillful player. They're wonderful to watch, but it's asking a lot of him, and the Italian midfield defenders will know exactly what they need to do to stop Zizou more than anybody else can.
What kind of lore is there about the World Cup final? Is it at all like the Super Bowl, which has so often been a disappointing football game, or is it usually a very exciting, well-played game of soccer?
Well, that's a very fair question, and you would have to say that there has probably been more disappointment than joy for the neutrals. But the neutrals very much are sort of routed by the enthusiasm of the victors, who in many cases will say, we don't care how we do it, so long as we win. And certainly last time around, Brazil won it without great flourish, but France won it in great style in 98. But the sad note is that in the last four World Cup finals, Robert, there have been only a total of six goals scored. And we're hoping that that will be turned around on Sunday, although all the indications are that this could be a very, very, very tight match that could go into extra time. We're all hoping for an early goal to open it up.
Should it not be settled by those two 15-minute overtime periods, we get to witness that atrocious way of settling any game, penalty kicks, settling the men's Final Four in basketball with a three-point shot contest.
I know. It's just horrible. I mean, it has great drama, no question, but it seems so unsatisfactory. I was in the Rose Bowl in 1994 when Brazil won it that way, the only time a World Cup final has been won, of course, against Italy in that occasion. And we left the stadium with really kind of an empty feeling. The Brazilians, of course, celebrating as only they do, and that was joyous, but you really felt kind of cheated that it hadn't really been settled on the field of play, where all soccer fans want to see it settled.
Seamus Mallon, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Robert.
That's soccer analyst Seamus Mallon of ESPN International talking about this Sunday's final match in the World Cup. And you can test your World Cup knowledge with a quiz at npr.org/worldcup.